Message number 7 on the first epistle of John. Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious name of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one who can bring any man, woman, boy, and girl, by grace divine, into the family of God. 'Tis my deep and earnest prayer that everyone listening to my voice know that they are a child of God. Oh, beloved, have you come into the family? For the Lord Jesus Christ has said that as many as received him, to them he gives the privilege, the power, the authority to be called the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. We continue our meditation in the first epistle of John. And we read in this family letter of 1 John the words that are found in chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his words in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Within the context of these verses which we have just read, the beloved Apostle John deals with a very important principle that we should take to our hearts. And it is this: how can we be sure that we are a genuine child of God? For in the third verse, he definitely states that a true child of God will give the evidence of being so. And how? Listen to the words. We know him if we keep his commandments. The word know means that we know by experience. Day by day, experience that we have gained by keeping his commandments. Now, to keep his commandments, John means that we should attend carefully to them. We are to guard them with a desire to obey them. It is that holy fear we should possess, that holy fear of disobeying God, possessing a tender conscience, ever being watchful against temptation, always shrinking from anything that would offend and dishonor the Father God above. Now, do not stumble over the meaning of the word commandments. The word is not the word that you would find in the original writings for the Mosaic Law or the Ten Commandments. It is another word, which means precepts, or the charges and the orders. And they are the precepts that are given by our Lord, even when he was upon the earth, as well as given through his apostles in the New Testament writings. Now, if we see a Christian who seeks with determination to keep the word of God in obedience to the Lord, that will be the evidence. And that evidence will be in his experience that he or she has an experimental knowledge of the Lord Jesus, and is in contrast to just having a mere theoretical knowledge of Christ. Now, we want to note verse 4 in this same connection, for John in the 4th verse very vividly deals with a person who is absolutely unsaved, but declares with his or her mouth that they know the Lord. And in this 4th verse, John says, if any man know him and keepeth not his commandment, the same is a liar. And John bluntly calls him a liar because the truth of God is not in him. In the days of the early church, may I state, John denounced many who stood up in the midst of God's people, and particularly the Gnostics of that day, as they stood up in the meetings of the church and made pious confessions that they knew Christ, but they had absolutely no intention of obeying the word of the Lord. And by life, they were living immoral conditions. Now a true believer, as the very habit of his life, will obey the word of God. So that he who claims to know God, and yet he lives in disobedience to the word of God, John bluntly says, he is a liar. Now in the fifth verse, God declares what the obedience of a child of God will be. And he declares it, that obedience is characterized by the love of God being perfected in him. How is the love of God perfected in him? Is it not by the fact that God's love moves upon his heart? God's love causes him to obey the word of God. It is because he loves the Lord Jesus who has saved him. John in later in the epistle declares in chapter 4, verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. My fellow believer, your love and my love for the Lord Jesus is indeed on the ground because of his love for us. And this is the true motive that makes us desire to keep his word. He loved me. Oh, the wonder of such a thought that he loved me. I never can love him as I ought, but he loves me. And certainly, when thus we love him because he first loved us, we can appropriately declare with John, hereby know we that we are in him. Now as we come to the sixth verse, we find this fact confirmed even further, that when the truth is abiding constantly in the believer, he's in fellowship with the Lord. And of course, when one is abiding constantly in fellowship with the Lord, he or she is morally obligated to walk and seek to walk in the same manner as the Savior did when he was upon the earth. The expression to walk, even as he walked, it emphasizes an habitual, a continuous action, a moment-by-moment experience, not a spasmodic, infrequent sort of thing, but step-by-step and day-by-day, going on in fellowship with the blessed Lord. What a responsibility this is, my fellow believer, for you and for me. This is what John says is the way we ought to walk, even as Christ walked. Certainly we must say that the most important matter of all is not our talk, but our walk. For let us remember this each day. The Lord is concerned most about our walk, not just about our talk merely, but the actions of our walk in life. Now as we would read the seventh verse of this chapter in the second chapter of 1 John, the apostle addresses what he knows are the true members, the sincere members and the children of God in the family, in a very affectionate manner. The first word is brethren in our authorized version, which literally is, my divinely loved ones, my beloved ones. Then he continues to say, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye had from the beginning. Now what was this old commandment? Please, does not go back to the law of Moses. The word which he had from the beginning. What beginning is John referring to? As far as the children in the father's family to whom the letter was addressed, he was referring to those who lived in his days, as we may know, and he is also referring to those of us who are living today in the family. But the beginning for them and for us was when we first came into the family of God. When we were first saved, what happened? We found the Father's love, giving his Son to die for us. We found the love of that Son, sharing that death of Calvary completely and completely atoning for us as he died upon the cross. And this was our introduction into the wonderful love of God. As we've already stated, we love him because he first loved us. But also, we heard the Lord say to us, as he did to his disciples long before, in John 13:34, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Now, when the Lord first gave that commandment, it was a new commandment, as he states, as he spoke to the apostles. But may we state, this commandment has never been changed throughout all the centuries of Christianity. It may be 19 centuries old, but it is still valid, and it is still strong and ever as new as when it fell from the lips of our blessed Lord. Is it not then proper for God the Father to see his children obeying this old commandment given from the beginning? We who are the saved people of God should ask ourselves the question, am I obeying this commandment? To all the children in the family, the Father is still commanding, "My little children, love one another." But we must raise the question again, in the closing moments of our meditation, addressing our words to the unsaved friends who are listening in. Why is it that you're not a child of God? God has loved you through Christ, and proved that love by the atoning death of his Son upon the cross for your sins. And he offers that love and his salvation through Christ to you, and you're included in that grand word that you find in John 3:16, "Whosoever, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." My radio listener, if never you have obeyed what the Lord asked you to do, why not now? In repentance toward God for your sins, but faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, his beloved Son, trust the Savior right now and become a child of God, for we are all the children of God through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Blessed Father, sanctify, bless, and use for thy glory and the blessing of all thy precious truth in the Savior's name. Amen.